Andrew Hughes and the Tall Timbers Neighborhood Association contend the conditional use permit granted to Haven House in October by the Juneau Planning Commission was improper. Each side of the appeal had 30 minutes to present its arguments. Prior to the hearing, the Assembly had about 1,700 pages of supporting documents to review. Representing the Tall Timbers Neighborhood Association, attorney Dan Bruce argued Haven House is a halfway house. He quoted how city code defines a halfway house.
A single-family dwelling for not more than 9 persons over the age of 12, together with not more than 2 persons providing supervision and other services to such persons, all of whom shall live together as a single housekeeping unit. Residents may be serving a sentence for a criminal act. That is Haven House. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Under city code, halfway houses are not allowed in typical residential districts, like the zoning that covers Melissa Drive in the Mendenhall Valley, where Haven House is located. Bruce said the short-term residents of Haven House would not take ownership of the neighborhood, and its presence would lower property values.
This is the wrong move. It is placing transitory individuals with criminal records in a stable and mature neighborhood. And I think that's completely inappropriate. And I think it is, in effect, a social experiment. And the people of this neighborhood are being asked to be part of the experiment.
Attorney Mary Alice McKean represented Haven House. She said Haven House is not a halfway house, and the head of Alaska's Department of Corrections agrees.
And the reason is that people live at Haven House by their choice. They are not sentenced to live at Haven House. The women living in Haven House could live anywhere as long as they got the permission of their probation or parole officer.
Representing the Planning Commission, Assistant City Attorney Robert Palmer III said Haven House is considered transitional housing and is allowed in a residential neighborhood with a conditional use permit.
The record clearly establishes that there is substantial evidence that transitional housing will improve the public health and safety. The structure complies with all fire and building codes. And probably most importantly, evidence was presented that the recidivism rate without transitional housing is roughly 60%. With transitional housing as proposed by Haven House, the recidivism rate drops down to 20%.
The Assembly met later that night to deliberate. City Attorney Amy Mead says the Assembly has 45 days to issue its decision to the parties. Haven House is currently operating on Melissa Drive with staff, including a live-in manager, and 2 residents. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.